Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Welcome to a loosey-goosey bonus episode of an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen.
I'm Bethany.
Hi, Bethany. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself, Kathleen?
Oh, thank you. I am doing well also. Well,
that
as well.
Is good to hear. I'm so happy to hear it. We were just talking the air about how we all have this thing where we think that we know more than experts and that we're the first person to have thought of something. Because Dennis posted on his Instagram how, you know, he had mentioned like a peace lily. His peace lily was blooming and he got a bunch of DMs from very, very well-intentioned people who were saying, mm-hmm. you know, peace lilies are poisonous to cats. And he was like, yes, I'm a cat dad, you know, and I know, and thank you for everyone who told me, but yes, I know. And Kathleen, you said,
well, I get so annoyed when people send me messages that are like, hey, by the way, did you know that XYZ in your house is poisonous? It's like, yes, I fucking know. I know already. I know. Thank you. My cat is not going to go into the refrigerator and take out a bowl of grapes and start munching on those grapes. Okay. So chill. But so Dennis is posting about his peace lily and I am one of those assholes. I'm like, this is verbatim what I sent to Dennis. Peace lilies are toxic to cats, period. FYI, period. Dennis comes back this morning with one of these like reply Insta stories like, thank you to everybody who had good intentions telling me that peace lilies are poisonous.
First of all, that's not his voice. And second of all, he was way more polite about it. he was very nice about it. But we all do that. I was telling you last night, Kathleen, I was watching this video by this creator on YouTube called Thoughty2, I think is what he calls himself. Uh-huh. And it was about like this mysterious lake in India that has all of these skeletons at the bottom with all of these mysterious head injuries.
What do you do with your time, my friend?
Oh, Kathleen, God. I investigate.
This is a casual Monday evening for you.
Yeah, I was decompressing with skeletal remains. And my first thought was, you know, if I was at a party with the people who had investigated this thing, my first comment would be, well, have you thought maybe an avalanche? And then I'm like, you bitch. Like, of course they thought maybe an avalanche. And of course they investigated it because they're the experts who have been studying this thing for like 50 years. What makes you think you're going to crack the case as a casual listener of this story? But we all do it.
I know. It's like you're watching a murder mystery on TV, like 60 Minutes or something. And you're like, it's the husband. It's the husband. Why isn't anybody listening to me? It's like, well, the TV can't hear you. And also, like, you're not going to solve it. If they go into the story saying that this is an unsolved murder, you're not going to be the one tonight to solve it.
It's like when Dennis and I are trying to sell a show, you know, we come up with a show and we'll have very well-intentioned people reach out and say, have you tried Netflix? And it's like, it takes so many meetings to get to Netflix. You cannot just, oh, you know what? The biggest streaming service? We've never thought of that.
Thank you. It's like when I'm trying to lose weight and someone's like, hey, have you thought about working out? Yes. Yes, I've thought about working out. I just don't like doing it.
We all do it. We all are like so well-intentioned and do it.
Bethany, speaking of well-intentioned, I have a surprise for our bonus episode today.
Ooh, well, we're doing the bonus now, so this is perfect timing.
Yes, it is. So I wrote a letter into a podcast and they responded.
Which podcast was it? Do you want to say?
Yeah, I'll tell you. It is Susie Orman's Women and Money.
Okay, great.
Bethany, I love Susie Orman.
Yeah.
My friend Kristen turned me onto her podcast. She is just so calm and peaceful to listen to. And her wife, KT, helps her out with her podcast now. And the two of them are just delightful. Well, they're delightful until they are literally ripping me to shreds about how stupid I am over money.
Oh, no. Okay. Can you read the letter?
Okay.
That you sent them?
I can't. I'm not going to read the letter because there's too many personal details in the letter about my finances. But it basically was like, I don't know what to do with my money. Like, I haven't put anything into my 401k in 2 years since I left corporate America. Mm-hmm. Neil's got 401ks willy-nilly all over the place because he's changed jobs and he's too lazy or too disinterested to like combine them. And I know that he needs to consolidate. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, well, how much do we need to put into that every year? When should we start investing in the stock market? Because I'm over here buying Bitcoin and I haven't contributed to my 401k in 2 years. So basically, that's the gist of the email, okay?
Okay, okay.
So I'm going to play some clips for you.
Oh, they read it on the podcast.
Bethany, they read it on the podcast, all right?
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Okay, Susie, the next question I have is from Kathleen in New Jersey. Kathleen, I picked this because I'm from New Jersey as well. So here you go. Kathleen and her husband.
It had nothing to do with the question. You picked it just because she was from New Jersey.
Yeah, I did.
Do you understand, everybody, what I live with? Do you understand this? Anyway, okay.
I figure she's a Jersey girl like me, so we're going to help her. And by the way, you're a smart Jersey girl.
Oh,
they're doing great. She and her husband are in their mid-30s, Susie. They are doing everything right. She sent me a big, long list of all that they have been doing, which is perfect. So
I can see why you included that clip, because they call you perfect.
I'm perfect, Bethany. Have you heard? Lately, I'm perfect, and I'm a smart Jersey girl.
Okay. But you said they ripped you a new one. This doesn't seem like that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I started off slow. I wanted to like ease into this. So go ahead and play clip number two now.
Okay.
The question is, what is the first step in planning for our future? We're both in our mid-30s. We are in decent financial shape. They're in very good financial shape. Oh, but sometimes the number of different directions we can go in feels paralyzing. And she said there's like 10 forks in the road, so they don't know what to do first. And the question is, should we be maxing out our 401ks and my Roth IRA every year before investing in the stock market? Then,
right,
we know the answer to that.
Did you see how Susie Orman laughed at me? She's like, you're stupid. I'm about to answer you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She should before we're investing in the stock market. Tell me how you really feel, Susie Orman. Like,
I mean, that's why we love her, because she's not going to BS around, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever read any of her books or listened to her podcasts?
No, I haven't, but I like her. And I don't know, I think, you know, here's what I think happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I think at my first radio job, we interviewed her.
Uh-huh.
And she was so nice, and that forever informed my opinion of her.
She used to have a television show, and then she retired. And her and her wife have been together for a while, and I just love the banter between the two of them, because
sure, instant chemistry.
Yeah, KT is so soothing, and she's like, "Okay, Susie, I have a question for you."
Okay, like, okay, they're very sweet.
I am only picking this girl because she's from New Jersey, like me.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Should we move on to clip three?
Let's do clip three. Yeah.
Okay.
This is where Susie like starts to get really mean to me.
Okay. Okay.
Should I open an IRA for my husband? I think she means a Roth. And should we open an index fund with the money in our savings account? Then here's the glitcher. This is why she needs you. Should we combine our 401ks? You can't combine them, right, Susie?
You can't combine retirement accounts. Or you can't combine your 401ks because you work for different companies, I assume. Okay. And even if you worked for the same company, therefore, it's an employer-sponsored retirement account. So they can't be combined.
I get it. I get it. They can't be combined. Like, why do they have to tell me 400 times?
Well, she's not. Okay, so I think you're being a little sensitive. And I can see why, because, you know, it feels like you're being attacked. Yeah. I think that she just sounded like emphatic. Like, just so you know, you know, you can't. This is important, so I'm going to say it, you know, aggressively. You can't.
You're right. I need to stop thinking that everybody's out to get me, because I'm literally out to get no one. But have you ever thought about people joining their 401ks? Shouldn't that be a thing?
No, you shouldn't be allowed to, because what if you ever have to separate? Now your money is all combined and you're effed. You're effed in the A. You're effed in the bank account. You're effed in the BA.
All right, let's go on to the next clip.
Okay.
This is where they're going to get really mean, I promise.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
So here is the way that investment should be handled.
Okay.
For everybody. The very first thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you are out of credit card debt. Mm-hmm. You don't have debts, car loan debts, any of those things.
Makes sense.
Next, you want to do what? You want to do at least a 12-month emergency fund.
That's so much.
Bethany.
That's so much.
A 12-month emergency fund?
Oh my God, no one has that.
I mean, the only person I know who has that is my friend Doug, and he's had a 12-month emergency fund since we were 14 years old.
Yeah, that just seems, that is, I think, great.
Yeah.
But unattainable for most people right now.
I mean, 12 months.
So
I've never had that much.
I feel like if you can't afford a 12-month emergency fund, mm-hmm. shouldn't you still be investing at least a little bit to grow some money to make your money work for you?
That is what I was thinking. Neil and I were discussing this, and I'm like, Neil, I guess we need to really like figure out what a 12-month emergency fund looks like for us, because it's surely not as much as like we're making in a year. There's no way we'd be able to save that.
Yeah.
Because how do you live? How do you buy food if you're trying to say, I don't know.
Okay, maybe she'll explain. Okay.
Okay.
After that, you should be all investing in your employer's sponsored 401k or 403b or TSP, whatever they offer, especially if they match the contribution.
We are our own employer.
Within an employer-sponsored plan, if they offer a Roth, you should be doing the Roth 401k, the Roth whatever it may be, TSP 403b.
That's a lot of letters.
Once you've mm-hmm. done that, and you qualify for it, you should also have a Roth IRA. Now, the traditionals, the whatever, I like Roth retirement accounts, as KT will tell you, as you all know.
Roth.
Her very favorite topic, more than anything else.
I love the idea that Susie and KT, their pillow talk is Roth IRAs. Like, maybe KT wants to talk about something else. Like, I don't know, like 90-day fiance. And Susie is like, no, but Roth IRAs.
I don't know the difference between a regular and a Roth. Do you?
I think a Roth IRA is investing in purely projects performed by or produced by Tim Roth. Is Tim Roth an actor? Stop. Who am I thinking of?
Wait, who's Tim Roth? Tim Roth is an English actor,
Tim
Bethany.
Tim Roth. He's, you know what?
You were spot on.
He's who I'm investing my money in. My money and my emotional support is in Tim Roth.
Tim Roth is married to Nikki Butler. Do I recognize her? She's a fashion designer. No, I don't recognize her, Bethany. Okay, Nikki Butler does not have a big enough name. Like, I don't know.
Tori Burch.
Stella McCartney. So maybe you should not be investing all of your hard-earned money into Tim Roth.
My goal is for Susie Orman and KT mm-hmm. to be listening to us, listening to them, commenting on us, commenting on them, commenting on us, right? Like one of those hall of mirrors.
Yes. You know, they are married, Bethany, but I feel like you and I kind of have a similar relationship to Susie and KT, where you're like the smart one, you are like the level-headed one, and I'm like, let's answer questions from only people from New Jersey.
Susie's just mainlining coffee.
Okay, I get it. Roth IRA, Susie. I get it. I wonder if Susie has that tattooed on her body somewhere in very small letters.
Lower back tattoo just says Roth.
R-O-T-H.
On her knuckles, R-O-T-H.
Susie Orman. She's been to prison.
That's amazing.
And she learned all about personal finance.
Dude,
in prison.
That's Shawshank Redemption, right? He did everyone's taxes, didn't he?
I've still never seen that movie.
Oh,
so you may be joshing me, but I wouldn't know.
I'm not joshing you. I'm not even okay. Tim Rothing you. I'm just telling you the truth.
Let's play the next clip.
Also, what I didn't like, Kathleen, about your email.
Oh, here's the good part.
Is you say, should I open an IRA for my husband? What does that mean? Does that mean that your husband is letting you do absolutely everything?
Yes.
And that he has no say in this and he's not doing things and he just says, oh, you take care of it?
Yes.
Now, while you may think that's a great thing, I don't. And the reason that I don't is if something happens to you and you love this guy, he's not going to be able to know what to do on any level.
Yeah, when I hit you with a bus.
Why you did that, where you did that. So you need to sit down with him and go through it little by little.
Okay. See, this is where she like really rips Neil a new one. Like, is your husband stupid?
But I don't think she calls him stupid, but it does make sense where if something happens, if I do end up taking all our money and then you disappear, what is he going to do?
No, Susie, really, he couldn't be bothered. So I'm going to leave.
Kathleen, that is dangerous. He needs to be bothered.
I'm going to leave a detailed Word document, much like I do for all of our like URLs and how to access them, like I leave for Bethany for Neil.
Kathleen, you do not have that list for me. Where is that list?
I've been working on it. I just need to put it in our Dropbox.
That is not a list I have access to. Again, when I hit you with a bus after stealing all of our money, I will be locked out of because you had the intentions of making a document that has not been made.
I think we all need to follow what my dad did was he kept a file in the dining room that said when daddy dies and there was instructions in there.
That's exactly what we all need to do. And it should be called when daddy dies, even if you're not a daddy. But especially if you are Tim Roth. Wink, wink.
Susie, I am the brains in the financial brains of my relationship with my husband. So why you got to dig into him?
Kathleen.
I'm the one figuring this out.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I think as we record this, the episode that we just recorded has already come out where you say you've spent all your money on your credit card and you still keep buying stuff.
I don't
think you're the one to be organizing all of the money.
I get my paycheck on the 2nd. On the 3rd, I pay it all off and then I have no money left. But then I go shopping on the 4th.
Where is Neil? Should I be calling him and telling him to wake up?
You know, I'm going on a trip. And you know, before you go on a trip, you start panic buying things because you're like, I have nothing that fits me and no clothes that look good.
And also no giant TV.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So I start buying stuff and he's like, why are you getting so many packages?
Oh, God, Kathleen. Okay.
Yeah.
Should we listen? Mm-hmm. I think Susie is a well-placed word of advice. All right. Should we listen to clip 8?
Clip number 7.
Clip number 7. Okay. Clip number 7.
Okay.
You're already investing in the stock market.
I am.
Within your retirement accounts.
Oh.
So you're saying, should you be maxing out your 401ks and your Roth every year before investing in the stock market? You're already investing in the stock market.
Okay, I get it.
So maybe you're asking me, should you do that before you open up an investment account?
Yes.
Where you invest in the stock market.
That's what I'm asking.
Outside of retirement accounts. And the answer to that is absolutely you should.
Okay. Wait, so I got lost in the weeds again. What?
Okay.
So you should be opening up a separate stock account.
Help. This is what she's saying. You should be maxing out your 401k and your Roth IRA until you do that. And Bethany, that is an incredible amount of money. I don't think I've ever maxed that out. It's like $18,000 is the max that you can contribute to your a 401k and then the max for your IRA might be, I don't know, 7,000, something like that. That is my Old Navy money for the year. So okay. Thank you very much.
I'm just looking to see if Susie Orman follows me on Twitter because I feel like I need to have a conversation with her about what she doesn't know. Let's see.
And you, she said you shouldn't have any other investments until you've done those other two things. So I've been doing it wrong all these years.
And yet you argue that you're the one who should be handling the money. Am I being too hard on you, Kathleen?
I don't know. Last clip. Last. All right.
Again, you're still young. So chances are you're not going to be in this house that you've bought forever.
No, I am.
You better be in there.
30, yeah. I would not be paying down the mortgage on your home, just so you know.
I get that.
That's essentially what you do. Just make sure you have at least a 12-month emergency fund.
At least.
Make sure that you are out of debt. Make sure you are maximizing and maxing out your retirement accounts where you work and Roth retirement accounts if you can have them. And again, they should be Roth at work. And that those are the things that you are doing. Consolidate things. Make sure you're all in one place. Mm-hmm. But these are things that are not that difficult.
Okay.
And you're not that lost because why? You're from New Jersey.
Jersey girl.
Kathleen, wow. I how do you feel? How did it feel to hear you being talked about on someone else's podcast?
It was very weird.
Yeah.
And I'm a podcaster, so I get it, but yeah. Do other people feel this way when they ask us for advice and we don't give them the answer that they want?
Totally. Absolutely. Yes, I can promise you. It's very weird. How are you going to take her advice? Are you going to like cut back on spending a little bit?
Yeah.
I know you're doing some like home renovations. How is that going to fit into your overall plan?
So basically what she's saying is if you are young and you have a mortgage, it doesn't make sense to be house poor. And I get that. So if you get a chunk of money because you get, I don't know, 10 grand because your company is giving out bonuses or something, it doesn't make sense to put that into your mortgage when you're young. It's better put into your 401k or your IRA, mm-hmm. as long as those haven't been maxed out yet, because these are our, what she calls our compounding years.
Okay. Great.
So the more we can put in now, the more interest it'll gain over time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. And that's actually really makes, it's cool to think about. I had never thought about that because I do not own a house, so I do not have a mortgage. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it makes sense. Wait to pay your mortgage.
Yeah.
I guess you make minimum payments on your mortgage then? You can't not pay your mortgage.
No. It doesn't make sense to overpay your mortgage.
Gotcha.
Just keep paying what you owe every month if you're young.
Yeah.
Like if you are, I don't know, 63 and you have $23,000 left on your mortgage, but if you keep paying the regular payments, it'll actually cost you, I don't know, $40,000.
Yeah.
And you have $23,000 in the bank. When you're 63, it makes sense to go ahead and just pay off that mortgage.
Sure.
But when you're in your 30s, it doesn't make sense because you'll actually better be preparing yourself for the future if you just put that into a retirement investment account.
So my plan is, and I and maybe I should email this into Susie and KT. KT, yeah, I'm from New York. Well, I'm from Wisconsin, technically, but...
You're New Jersey adjacent.
Yeah. I can see it. I wave at it every once in a while. Uh-huh. My plan financially when it comes to a mortgage is to buy a house and get a mortgage when I'm about 93, knowing that people in my family live to be between 99 and 101.
Okay.
We are a sturdy Norwegian stock. I'm just going to plan on buying a house and then I'm going to die before I have to pay that mortgage off.
Oh, well,
that's my plan. And I feel like it's going to go well for me and the people in my family.
No, that's not going to go well for the people in your family.
It's going to go great.
It's not. But I wonder what happens to your mortgage when you die.
Yeah, I mean, look, they can't. Can they make your family pay it? No.
So here's the thing. No, they can't make your family pay it. I think it goes to the bank who owns the mortgage and then they figure it out.
Yeah, they probably have to do a fire sale on your house.
Yeah, and then whomever, if you make money, then there's your whomever gets your estate. See, here's the thing, Bethany, you know, Susie Orman has this really interesting packet of documents that you can get for the low, low price of $99.
God, she's smart.
Actually, Bethany, I've had friends who've purchased these documents and they're really helpful. It's all sorts of like living wills and living trusts and like, I think there's a medical directive in there and everything you basically need, all the legal documents you need if you are ever in trouble to help those in your lives not have to do like tons and tons of paperwork.
Yeah.
And it's worth looking into. Totally. I love her podcast.
You know what? This is very exciting. And, you know, my grandmother has been slowly dying for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
And this Christmas, my dad pulled out his will that he had just made and he had my sisters and I sign it. And, you know, he went over like, you know, Nicole is going to be the executor unless Nicole doesn't want to. And then BB, you're going to be the executor and all the way down. And it was interesting to see those documents. He did do this weird thing where he was like, don't read it. Don't read it. Just sign here. And he sort of whisked us through it. So I'm concerned he's leaving all of his money to his cat, Abby, who has two short legs. we'll see. I intend on writing my will in blood on the wall.
You should, Bethany. Yes. In on the wall of the apartment you rent, because that is binding.
Yeah. It's truly a living will if you write it with living real blood.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, my goodness. First of all, is anybody listening to this podcast? Do you actually have 12 months of savings?
I promise you the majority of people in this country do not.
And she says you should put it in a high yield savings account so you're making money on your money.
Sure.
Which I get. I get that. It's overwhelming, all of it.
Yeah. I think, Kathleen, I think you got to get Neil involved.
No.
You, Kathleen.
The less he knows, the better.
Kathleen, as your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone who sees the how overwhelmed you can get. Get Neil involved. I beg you.
Fuck you, Bethany. Screw you and screw your boyfriend and your mom and your cat and everybody you know.
Don't screw my cat. That's hurtful. No. She's a nice lady.
No, you're right. You're right. She's very nice.
Kathleen, should we go through the names of our Patreon supporters who have donated to have their names mentioned on the bonus?
Yes, yes. And if you would like your name read on the bonus, just join our $7 level on Patreon because you get early access to all of our bonus episodes.
Hell yeah. All right, Kathleen, why don't you start it off?
Zach Strickland, Michelle Kleinhessel, Jamie Lynn, Nick, Amanda Pope, Jeanette Paulin, David Dunn, Danny Belfer, and Katie Greep.
Also, a huge thank you to Amy Rodriguez, Sithu Samuel, Jody Monroe, Heather Levine, Morgan Nivison, Melissa C., Ashley S., Samantha Perry, Katie Kissinger, Mary Liberty, and Dana Hoffman Panessi.
All right, now I'm going to do this next group in my sexy voice, okay?
Hell yeah.
Samantha Hawk, Leah McDonald, Megan Cox, Carly Blaylock, Zara Aslam, Britta Carper, Tatiana Toro Zaid, Ali Hibbard, Alexandra, Alicia Fulton.
Now I'm going to do my names like an old-timey news reporter. Shanaz Malat, Mary Rao, Lauren, Gina Allegretti, Michelle, Frankie Marchioni, Mae Massaro, Finn Hughes, Carol D, and Samantha Brennan.
Ooh, okay, now
that sounded like the SNL announcer.
It did.
It got a little weird.
You could have a job like that. All right, how should I do it? Should I do it in, I'll do it in my British accent, which is the most horrific British accent that you've ever heard in your life.
All right.
Okay. Amanda Hastings, Caitlin Knight, Zaida Ogando, Alison Gibbons, Christina Wood, Bradley Adubato, Jill Rupert, Jennifer La Rochelle, Shelley Musgrave, Megan Kendley, Norma Espinal, Courtney Mellor, Hello Nicole, Allison, Tina Perna, Emma, Hope Davis, and Ellie Graham. Bethany, do you want to finish the last?
Where's Ellie Graham?
Ellie Graham is number 68, Bethany.
I'm still on 59.
Did I skip over some?
I think so.
I did.
That's okay.
Okay,
that's okay.
You finished.
This is all going super well so far. Okay, and I'm going to do my final ones as if we are hiding from someone who's broken into our house and we're getting out. No, I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to do it as though we're about to do a heist and we're whispering final instructions to each other.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Jasmine Solis, Brianna Ross, Amanda Tatarian, Emily M, Lauren Albro, Karen Crichton, Megan Locke, Amanda Redinger, Hope Robertson, Ellie Graham again, Hannah Tronsu or Hannah Tronsu, and David Robinson Jr.
Bethany, go up to number 53. I think I left her off the list.
Okay, Courtney Meller.
Wow, we made it.
Thanks to our patrons and this incredibly organized reading of your names. We love you.
Goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.